Transportation Committee to order for the record is 8 a.m. Well, 8:06 a.m. Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And we're in Fair Camp Room, Capital 203. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. We have a quorum to do business. Committee members present are Senator Machicki, Senator Kills, and myself, Senator Wilson. We want to recognize our staff, Nancy and Brett, from the LIO folks to come help us out today. We appreciate it. Today on the agenda, we have a confirmation hearings on the pilot of, on the board of Marine Pilots. Just as a quick overview, the Board of Marine Pilots are responsible for licensing the Marine Pilots, who are responsible for the onboard directing of the safe navigation of our ships through Alaska waters. The board is authorized through ASO 8.62 for Marine Pilots. Boards has 6 members appointed by the governor, 2 licensed pilots, 2 registered vessel agents, and 2 members of the public. And the 7th member is a commissioner of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, or the commissioner's designee. The board is supported by the Department of Commerce, the Marine Pilots Coordinator, Renee Halford, and the cost of the board for the board is to conduct business are paid by the fees charged by the Marine Pilots and license and agent license renewals and the foreign vessel pilot exemption fees. There are 3 associations recognized by the Marine Board of Marine Pilots. They're the Alaska Marine Pilots, LSA Anchorage, the Southeast Alaska Pilots Associated Ketchikan, and Southwest Alaska Pilots Associated in Homer. The applicants, the board is also responsible for the rigorous but focused of the following: efficient competency of pilot services, establishing qualifications and required for the training of Marine pilots, insurance of Marine pilot licenses for the board meeting criteria. They maintain the register of the approval of the pilot association of licensed pilots and duties and agents. They review the appropriate articles, bylaws, and the rules of the pilot association, and approve or disapprove rates for pilot services. The board may, by regulation or other lawful means, ensure proper and safe pilotage, such as licensing criteria through the regions, mandatory drug and alcohol testing, and other actions to ensure safe navigations through Alaska waters. With that, first we have Luke Hassenbank. Are you on the phone with us, Luke?
Yeah, this is Luke Hassenbank.
Yeah, if you just want to give us your experience and background and why you're interested and wanting to apply for the board, we can start from there.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. My name is Luke Hassenbank. I'm currently the president of Alaska Maritime Agencies. We're also known as Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska through our partnership with our colleagues in Southeast Alaska. And, yeah, we're ship agents. We provide agency services that includes the dispatch of Marine pilots to a variety of vessels such as tankers, cruise ships, research, military, and general cargo ships that operate here in Alaska's state waters. I moved up here in 2003 after graduating from the University of South Dakota with my master's in business, and I started working immediately here for Alaska Maritimes and have been here ever since. The pilotage groups I work with directly during the 17 years I've been doing this has been Southwest Alaska Pilot Association, which operates for South Central, Prince William Sound, and so forth, and then Alaska Marine Pilots, which handles all the Western Alaska activity all the way north to Lake Barrow. During the 17 years I've been working with them, have a good working relationship working with the pilots. In addition to my occupation as a ship agent, I'm also on the board of directors for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Awareness Council, representing the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, and I'm also on the Cook Inlet Harbor Safety Committee that I've been on about a year and a half now as the main ship agent representative, but I've also been the alternate about 3 or 4 years before that since it's been in existence. I've been attending the Board of Marine Pilot meetings over the past 10 years, almost basically I've made every meeting, I believe, except for a few here or there. And with that, I just believe my background as a ship agent and my experience with the pilots and the other boards I mentioned makes me a good candidate to serve here on the Board of Marine Pilots, which I look forward to doing.
All right. Thank you, Luke. Any questions for Member Chick?
Mr. Chairman, I happen to be the president of the Cook Inlet Harbor Safety Committee steering team. I just thought I should say that for the record. I don't have any questions. I believe that Mr. Hassenbank is well equipped for the position.
All right. Thank you, Luke, for being online with us. Next, we have Rick Harris. Rick, if you can put yourself on the record and explain your background and why you're a little why you're interested in applying for the Board of Marine Pilots. You may begin when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. My name is Rick, formerly Richard Harris. I'm here. I have
Mr. Harris? Mr. Harris, your phone's breaking up here. We only heard my name is Richard, and then it cut out from there.
Okay, let me try again. My name is Richard Harris. I'm generally known as Rick. I've lived in Alaska for 42 years and have been a 40-year resident of Juneau, Alaska. This is my second term on the Board of Marine Pilots. I am one of the two public members on the board, so this is my background. Is that I have a Bachelor of Science in Fisheries. I came to Alaska in 1978 to work with the Regional Aquaculture Association in Ketchikan. In 1980, I went to work with Sea Alaska Corporation, the Regional Native Corporation in Southeast Alaska. There I was the Environmental Coordination Manager, and I retired from Sea Alaska in 2014 as the Executive Vice President. I am currently mostly retired, but do consulting work for on land and resource management issues, also like the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Northwest Coast Arts Initiative. I joined the board in 2017, at the request of people that I'd worked with in the industry. And I did that because of a desire for public service and just, to share my experience in that endeavor. My entire career has been associated with marine water, marine transportation, supporting environmental safeguards to maintain safe and productive waters. All my immediate family have worked in the cruise ship industry, either as port agents or as actually on board personnel on board cruise ships. I believe I'm a good potential board member because I've gained a great deal of experience as a board member, and I enjoy working with the board and the various pilots and ship associations, cruise ship associations. And I would just ask your consideration of appointing me to a second term on the Board of Marine Pilots. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Is there any questions for Mr. Harris? Oh, seeing none. Senator Machicki, do we have a motion?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And before I do, I just want to – these are kind of – the Marine pilots are unsung heroes. We don't – unless you're in the industry, you know very little about them. They are responsible for getting our larger vessels to and from our ports by minimizing risks substantially, and they're out in the worst of weather doing it. So thank you all both for applying. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Transportation Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Board of Marine Pilots, Richard Harris, and Lucas Hassenbank. This does not reflect an intent by any members of the to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions.
All right. Is there any objection? Seeing none, that concludes our meeting. We'll just ask, and thanks again for the participants for giving your time today and also willing to appoint yourselves to the board and applying and to reapplying. We are adjourned at 8:15 a.m. Just please stay around and sign the documents.